Hello, this is Jeff Wine with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, Key Realty in Port Huron. I would like to go to work for you. Contact me at 810-650-6255 or email me at jeff@porthuronhomes.com.
All right, 7:40 on this Tuesday morning. This time of year, the springtime, when people are starting to plan their big moves, you know, maybe move across country, and thousands of people every year fall victim to moving scams. Yeah, it's a real thing. Joining us right now to talk more about this, the Director of Governmental and Legislative Affairs for the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration, Ryan Snyder. Ryan, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Paul. How are you, sir?
Doing well, thanks. How prevalent are these moving scams?
You know, unfortunately, we hear about them more and more every year who have been victims of possible scams by these moving companies, which is why FMCSA's, while our primary mission is safety, we also want to help consumers prepare for moving their house, which is already a stressful time across state lines, and to help catch any companies looking to scam out these folks.
This month is actually National Moving Month, and so you're rolling out the Protect Your Move campaign. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, so Protect Your Move campaign under leadership of President Trump, Transportation Secretary Duffy, and Minister Barrs, FMCSA is looking to increase our efforts to crack down on scams from movers and brokers who are looking to extort the American population for demanding additional fees upon what they agreed upon, or even in some cases holding entire households hostage for a ransom.
Wow. What are some red flags for people to watch for?
Yeah, some of the red flags, one would be the big one, that the mover, a moving company, gives a quote over the phone without even, understanding what the move looks like or seeing what, how much, how many rooms, how many square footage of house, those kind of things. The mover provides a written statement or says something that will be provided after loading the truck up. So, hey, I'll give you a quote after we get all the stuff in the truck. That's a big red flag. Or the mover asks you to sign a blank document. That's never a good thing to agree upon.
What's maybe the most common kind of moving scam? Walk us through what the scenario looks like if there's a family that's planning on making a big move. How does this usually work?
Yeah, so one of the big ones that we hear about a lot is a company will say, hey, we're gonna do it for X amount of dollars. Let's say it sounds almost too good to be true. You agree upon this price, the moving company comes up. This is already a stressful time in anyone's life, Paul, is moving, let alone having to deal with somebody who's trying to scam you. But the moving company shows up, everything's good. They get your company, they get your house all boxed up, loaded up on the truck. You get to your new home, your new life, and the company says, it's going to be three times, four times, five times more than what we agreed upon, that initial too good to be true price.
I know the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration does verify certain movers. How do you make sure that your mover is a verified mover?
Yeah, no, it's a great question. As part of the campaign, we are launching the Protect Your Move month in the month of May. And if you want to know more, if you visit our National Consumer Complaint Database, nccdb.fmcsa.dot.gov, that's a good place for complaints. But the information that you really want is going to be on protectyourmove.gov, protectyourmove.gov, and you can have all the information that you need to know to be prepared for moving across state lines.
How do these scams get resolved if somebody finds himself, in a position where somebody's essentially holding their stuff for ransom or just not following through at all? How do you resolve that?
Yeah, so, FMCSA, unfortunately, is limited in authority with regards to what we can do, but we do have a devoted legal team that works with the state's attorney general's offices and the consumer protection offices across the country to not only document these issues, but in some cases actually take action. So what that action looks like is we can revoke licenses of these carriers, and then when there's potential, criminal misconduct, we can even refer to these companies over at the Department of Justice for further investigation. And anybody who is subject, who might be, who thinks they might be involved with a scam mover, they can visit NCCDB, National Consumer Complaint us database, .dot.gov.
All right. You've got some free tools and resources on your website, right?
Yes, sir, we do. We have some tools, checklists, videos that will help customers spot red flags and potential bad actors before their entire livelihoods are loaded up on a truck.
All right. And that website is protectyourmove.gov, right?
Yes, sir. Protectyourmove.gov.
Sounds good. Ryan, appreciate the information. Thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you, Paul.
You bet. Bye-bye.